Welcome to Set the Net. I'm your host, Susie Jenkins Brito, and this is a bi-weekly local show about food and life here in Bristol Bay. This is Set the Net's first show of 2017, and I'm going to launch right into brunch, which I feel is a completely underappreciated mealtime. And so, for this new year, I'm bringing it back. The Hobbits had it just about right with 11Zs, I think. Breakfast has already been had perhaps twice if you live in Middle Earth or you have toddlers afoot. With any luck, you're still enjoying some hot coffee and not quite ready for lunch. Maybe it's a weekend or a holiday, so there's no reason not to visit with friends, share a good meal, and perhaps kick the day off enjoying a bubbly mimosa. A new twist on that old favorite we came upon this holiday season was to mix champagne with Martinelli's sparkling apple cider, topped with a cinnamon stick garnish for a sparkling cider smash. In fact, brunch is the new dinner party once you have kids. At least, I feel it should be. Being invited to dinner or hosting dinner is always fun, but at the end of the evening, my children are melting down, and it often takes a day or two to recover our schedules. But with brunch, nap time ticks along on time. The morning stretches blissfully into the afternoon, and routines remain intact. If the thought of cooking a meal for guests before you've had all day to prep leaves you wanting to crawl back under the covers, fear not. This brunch menu allows for the prep to mainly occur the day before if desired. And this is Set the Net, where salmon and baking are found in bountiful quantities. Thus, I digress into what I feel is an epic brunch menu for a chilly winter day. Salmon hash, eggs benedict, on fresh baked English muffins, and a warm winter spinach salad. To begin, this homemade English muffin recipe is likely one of the most satisfying and surprisingly easy yeast doughs I baked in 2016. They are kneaded wholly in the bowl of your stand mixer, require a bit of hands-on time that's pretty easy. They fluff magically when browned on a dry cast iron pan, finish in the oven, and result in perfectly airy pockets of bread that pool delectably with buttery hollandaise and benedicts. For radio purposes, I will not cover the making of these muffins on air, but encourage you to hop over to kdlg.org or setthenet.com for the full recipe and instructions along with this post. Skip the stale store-bought pastries for these fresh muffins that will make your house fill with delicious, warm, yeast-baking smells and wow your brunch guests with your mad culinary skills. Salmon hash is as it sounds. A hash is traditionally a meat diced small, often mixed with root vegetables, though not in this case, and cooked quickly for morning service. I see salmon cakes, eggs benedict, frequently on menus, and while delicious, cakes often require a crumb or panko binder, and I wanted that full-on, unadulterated salmon flavor in this benedict. And of course, cakes require forming, an extra step for this meal I decided to skip. To make this salmon hash, enough for five adult guests, you'll need 1 deboned, skinned, and then diced sockeye salmon fillet, which is approximately 1 to 1.5 pounds. Preferably use Wild Alaska Bristol Bay sockeye, not that I have any bias there. You'll need 1 red onion diced, 5 cloves of garlic minced, 1/4 cup of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 large eggs, 1 1/2 teaspoon of dried dill, a sprinkle of sea salt, a few dashes of cayenne, and some olive oil for your pan. You'll mix all of these ingredients together in a large bowl until it's fully combined, and then over medium heat in a well-seasoned cast iron or nonstick pan, heat enough olive oil to coat the bottom and warm until it's ready but not smoking. And then scoop in your hash, using a spatula to often stir and flip the hash. Cook just until the salmon flesh changes color to pale pink and the onion begins to soften. This will take about 6 to 7 minutes. And as soon as all the fish has paled, turn off and remove from heat to avoid overcooking and drying out your salmon. Now, poaching eggs, I feel, is often a nemesis for the home cook. And Eggs Benedict tends to call for poached eggs. But the whites become rubbery easily and the yolks burst. It's a tricky dance, to be sure. And so, the eggs are completely reworked for this brunch menu. Instead, I opt for soft-boiled eggs, which easily and quickly cook as many eggs as I need to serve my guests. I love soft-boiled eggs. The white is always perfectly done, while the yolks remain creamy and glorious, all accomplished without any of the additional flavors that frying can create. And bonus, there's no broke yolk mishaps. Also, peeling these eggs is an easy task to engage the eager helper in while you're making the buttery hollandaise sauce that will tie this whole dish together. To soft-boiled eggs, if you've never done this before, you'll need 10 large eggs, that's two for each Benedict plate, one large heavy bottom pot, enough water to cover the eggs in, and a few dashes of salt. You'll bring that salted water to a boil in your pot. Once it's boiling, and not before, carefully place the eggs into the water. Timing of these eggs is essential. Once all the eggs are in the pan, start the timer for 6 minutes. When the timer is done, quickly run the eggs under cold water until cool enough to handle and peel immediately. For the hollandaise sauce to top this salmon hash eggs benedict, I went to the only source I trust for buttery French sauces. Julia Child, of course. The master of butter, and a true French recipe creator for American cooks. From artichoke hearts and petals to salmon hash, a drizzle of that creamy butter sauce creates a dish my 4-year-old never refuses. It is also not overly finicky. With a whisk and a quick hand, you'll master this sauce readily. To make Julia Child's hollandaise sauce that I've slightly adapted for this salmon hash eggs benedict, you'll need 3 egg yolks, 1 tablespoon of water, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 8 ounces of salted butter, that's 2 sticks, softened, about room temperature, a dash of cayenne pepper, and a pinch of sea salt to taste. To make, you'll put your egg yolks, water, and lemon juice into a small saucepan and whisk until it's thick and pale in color. Then turn your heat on to moderately low, and by that I mean not low and not medium low, but sort of in the middle of that, and then continue to whisk briskly until heating throughout the saucepan to prevent the eggs from overcooking. As the egg mixture heats, it will become frothy and increase in volume, and then it'll thicken up just a bit. When you can see the bottom of the pan between whisk strokes and the eggs are smooth and thick, turn your heat off and add in the butter a tablespoon or two at a time until it is all fully absorbed into the sauce, and then whisk as it emulsifies into a smooth, airy, creamy sauce. If the sauce cools to a point where the butter is no longer melting, you can reheat on low while whisking to melt in all of the butter. Then season lightly with a dash or two of cayenne and a little sea salt to taste. For your warm winter spinach salad, the side dish to this eggs benedict, you'll need 5 very large handfuls of baby spinach, 1 red onion sliced thin, 5 cloves of garlic minced, 5 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons roughly of balsamic vinegar, 8 ounces of crumbled feta, and some sea salt and pepper to taste. And if you're feeling extra fancy, some sunflower seeds or sesame seeds for garnish. You'll heat in a cast iron or nonstick skillet or wok half of your olive oil and your sliced onion. Cook until the onions are caramelized, and then add in the remaining oil, the feta, and the garlic, and just cook until that cheese becomes gooey. Splash in the balsamic vinegar and remove from heat. In a large bowl, combine the fresh spinach with the warm onion feta dressing, toss well, and season as desired with sea salt and pepper. Now is the part where you're going to want to assemble your plates, your salmon hash eggs benedict. So take and split 5 English muffins. I like to do all my toasting under the broiler on a cookie sheet so I can get 10 sides done all at the same time. On each plate, place 2 toasted sides, butter if desired. Top each with a heaping scoop of the salmon hash. Onto the hash, place a whole peeled soft-boiled egg, 2 per plate. Then smother each side in a ladle of hollandaise sauce. Divide the warm spinach salad among the plates. Delegate the refilling of glasses with bubbly, warm-ups for coffee, and then dig in, practically licking the plate clean in the end. And congratulations, you have now mastered brunch. Like I promised before, I do have a couple do-ahead tips. So if you want to get your party ready the day before, you could make the English muffins, which I recommend because it does take a couple hours between the rising and the baking. You can mix all your salmon hash ingredients, except the eggs, in a large bowl. Cover tightly and refrigerate until you're ready to cook. Just before cooking, you can crack in the two eggs and mix well. Slice your onions, mince your garlic, clean your spinach if needed for the salad. Chill any champagne and sparkling cider. Get your coffee ready to brew. And I like to set my table the day before also. Napkins, plates, silverware, glasses, mugs, sugar bowls, cream carafes, whatever you're going to need. And then you can always feed your kids English muffins for breakfast at the counter and shoo them on their way afterwards. Take the butter for the hollandaise sauce out, leave it on the counter overnight to be soft. And now, don't be afraid to enlist your guests to lend a hand. People love to help. Have them peel eggs, toast muffins, refill drinks, brew a fresh pot of coffee. Delegate! And life hosting will be easier all around. And remember, none of these fools cooked, so you're already several steps ahead. Don't apologize for mistakes or time spent. Mostly, people in general are just happy to be invited. I certainly would, if you plan on making some brunch anytime soon. This has been Set the Net, a show about food and life here in Bristol Bay. I'll be back again on Wednesday, January 18th, with more ideas for your subsistence foods. Please send any questions, suggestions, or stories of your own to setthenet@gmail.com. And in the meantime, you can check me out at setthenet.com or on kdlg.org. I look forward to hearing from you.